This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Officials in Pakistan say a group of terrorists stormed a five-star hotel Saturday near the Chinese-operated Arabian seaport of Gwadar, killing at least one security guard. The Pakistani military said its security forces quickly encircled the heavily armed assailants in the staircase leading to the top floor and that all guests were safely evacuated in the process. The Zabur Pearl Continental Hotel is located on a hilltop overlooking the Deepwater Port, currently the only such facility available in the southwestern city and often hosts Chinese visitors, among others. A separatist group known as the Baluchistan Liberation Army took responsibility for the attack. In a statement, the Chinese embassy in Islamabad strongly condemned the terrorism and praised the Pakistani military for its heroic action. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa says that the results of this week's election mean he has a mandate to build a better South Africa for all. But the ruling National Congress saw its grip on power weakened as its share of Wednesday's vote declined from previous elections. Glenn Mashinini of South Africa's Electoral Commission announced the vote Saturday, saying the ANC captured 57.5%.
The majority party in the National Assembly of South Africa will be the African National Congress with 230 seats.
The opposition Democratic Alliance also slipped in the polls, winning just 21% of the ballot. In 2014, it won 22% of the vote. The far-left Economic Freedom Fighters Party earned slightly more than 10% of the vote, which is less than it received in 2014. In recent years, corruption scandals and the sluggish economy have tainted the ANC's image and led some voters to defect. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi movement on Saturday started withdrawing forces from Salif Port in Hodeidah under a UN-sponsored deal that had been stalled for months. We get the details from Reuters correspondent Francesca Lina.
Last year, the Saudi-backed government and the Iran-aligned Houthis made a pact to pull back troops from Hodeidah, a lifeline for millions of Yemenis. But the peace deal stalled for months amid deep mistrust among the parties, leaving Hodeidah port closed, blocking humanitarian aid from getting to millions of starving people. A minister in the Yemeni government dismissed the Houthi movement's pullout as a show meant to, quote, disinform the international community. A UN report said that if the Yemen conflict were to end this year, it would have killed around 233,000 people, 56% of those being indirect deaths from lack of food, health services and infrastructure.
Francesca Lina of Reuters. Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido told supporters Saturday at a rally in Caracas that he has instructed his ambassador to the United States to contact the U.S. military to pressure President Nicolas Maduro to step down. Guaido was speaking one day after a Venezuelan court ordered Edgar Zambrano, the vice president of Guaido's opposition-controlled National Assembly, to be held at a military facility after being arrested earlier in the week. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has called for Zambrano's immediate release, saying his arrest is an attack on the independence of the nation's democratically elected legislative branch. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan said Saturday that he intends to accelerate planning to secure the border and bolster the administration's ability to accomplish that without the Pentagon's continuous help. In a visit to the McAllen Border Patrol Station in Texas, Shanahan offered assurances that the Pentagon would not withdraw its military support prematurely.
The reason we come down here is to hear about the things that need to get fixed, and it's not that we're going to fix every one of them, but we've got to put some lubrication in the system and get people to understand it's their responsibility to start to take some of these ideas and change what we're doing.
Shanahan told Congress this past week that there are 4,364 military troops on the border, including active duty and National Guard. They are erecting barriers, providing logistics and transportation service and other activities in support of customs and border protection. An Afghan official say a former prominent female television journalist was shot dead in front of her home in Kabul Saturday. Mina Mangal was known for discussing women's rights and the rights of Afghan girls to go to school. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.